This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to China, where Hollywood's Tom and Jerry movie was released this weekend, but only made fifth at the box office behind four made-in-China films, Hi Mom, which grossed $750 million compared to $12 million for Tom and Jerry. Hi Mom is a kind of back to the future. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack has more.
The comedy Hi Mom begins with the director listing all the ways she's failed her mother, namely not getting good grades. Then the director, who also stars in the film, travels back in time to 1981, before she's born. Her goal? Help her mother find a better life than the one she's had. A million things we have. Movie theaters are mostly back to normal in China from the pandemic, except no food or drinks allowed, face masks and green health codes are a must. The top four films this week are all domestic Chinese films. Years ago, at least one of those top films would be from Hollywood, even though U.S. films face a number of restrictions in the Chinese market. But these days, Hollywood's success in China is no longer a given, says movie executive Chris Fenton, who works between the U.S. and China.
Chinese movies can compete almost hand in hand with Hollywood. Now, if you look at some of these large scale pictures, they're very well crafted.
And the storylines connect with Chinese audiences better. Take the film Hi Mom. While it's a comedy, its focus on the sacrifices mothers make left many moviegoers in tears. It sparked an online discussion. What would you tell your mother if you could go back in time? Many people said they'd tell their mothers not to marry their fathers or have children. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.